Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. It's Joe just returning the call.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So I've just realised I've sent you the unfinished proposal, but that's okay.
Just getting that back has actually given me the chance to have a look at your website and see what you guys do, because apparently, was it Josh?
Yep.
Was dealing with Dean previously, so I wasn't quite sure what you guys did. That's why
great.
A liability proposal forms what you needed. But just having a look at your website, I'm just jumping back on now that we're back on the phone.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can give you a reasonable synopsis. Is we're essentially operate as a transport broker for companies. So we hire out transport companies to offer the supply of their trucks and everything like that. And we're paid to manage that service as opposed to having the trucks and equipment ourselves. So it is largely our operations.
So the warehouse that you work out of, are you storing stock on that in that warehouse?
No, we're not storing stock on our own in that warehouse. No. We're sharing a facility that has the capability to do it, but we have no part in putting stock there and unloading and all that jazz.
Okay, so it's just like an administration office.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you got cover for the transport itself, cover for all the transportation and the goods and everything like that?
It is generally covered by the supplier itself in terms of loss liability. And
so what happens if they come back on you to get something covered?
That's where it's been a little bit grey for us, is that we work with our clients and customers and then pass on to them in our terms of service that the liability for their products that are getting transported lies with the company that we've engaged to transport it, rather
than you've organised it all though.
That is the deal with the suppliers that we use. It's more around, talking to you as an expert, what do you think the direct liability for us should be? And how can we protect ourselves with all suppliers to make sure that that is the case?
Yeah, because at the moment you're leaving yourself a little bit open, because you're assuming that if anything's to happen, they're just going to go back to the person that's shipping it, where that will actually come back to you, because you're the actual person that is organising it. So you're seen as the main contractor for that.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, we do have, there's a proposal form so that we can cover the freight, all the other types of transport you do, the goods that are being transported, everything like that, so that you're fully covered for it. And I can send you a proposal form for that, because it's a separate insurance to this liability.
What's your take on general liability in terms of, physical workers on that? So we're subbing out the contract to move our supplies. Are we liable for the people operating those trucks, even though they're out of our company?
Let me just ask on that one. I'll just check.
Right.
Might be a sec.
Yeah. It's a funny little area, isn't it? There's a couple holes in between responsibility.
Yeah, and we don't want it, if we don't need it on this, we can put it onto another policy, so you're not doubling up either.
Fantastic.
So yeah,
awesome.
Let me just quickly ask that question.
No worries.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So under the liability one that you've just sent me, we don't need to note the subcontractors. We would under a transport insurance.
Yep.
So
right.
So this basically is just covering anyone that hurts themselves on the property.
Yeah, perfect.
The one
okay.
that you're filling out at the moment.
Yep.
So
yep.
if someone comes into the office to see you, they hurt themselves, that's all you're covering. If
right.
you need to cover your computers and anything like that, we can set up a little business pack for you so that you've got
uh-huh.
cover for any loss or damage that occurs to computer systems, your desks, anything like that. If there was a fire in the
mm-hmm.
building,
yep.
that would be a business pack. But what
yep.
I will do, because with what you're doing with the freight side of things, we do need to sort of get into the nitty-gritty of that side of things.
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
we
absolutely.
Can narrow down and get you the right cover for what things you need.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
I mean, for us,
moment,
it's more about just making sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just making sure
yeah.
that we are covered for, you know, those little grey areas between, you know, because it could be between us as a management company, the supplier of all the transport and manual labour, and then the client themselves, you know, just making sure that the gaps between them are all taken care of.
Exactly. And it also comes down to what your contracts are and what documents you're citing to cover yourself
yeah.
as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I mean, we could probably just create a really, you know, an even more in-depth terms of service, get that legally signed off. And if all our clients are signed onto that, maybe that can keep us safe of the things in between too.
Yeah, and look, the insurer that we do use for the transport side of things, they will collate a whole heap of information from you after your terms and conditions, and they will actually get somebody legally to have a look at it and make any
cool.
recommendations so that you're not leaving yourself exposed. Because even
right.
if you just got something from the internet and said, oh, that'll do, it might not still be legally binding. So they'll
yeah,
run through
absolutely.
It and they'll say, look, you're exposing yourself by leaving this in, take that clause out. And, you know, so that's
yeah.
sort of a service that they incorporate into the insurance, so it's beneficial
no
for you. So what I'll
right.
do is if you finish filling out the proposal form, send it back to
mm-hmm.
me, because then the gaps that you're missing, if I do need anything, we can just narrow that down.
Yep.
And I'll send you through a proposal form for the transportation side, because
awesome.
that's really where you need to be focusing.
That's absolutely correct.
Areas, yeah. So,
right.
yeah, get
all
the
right.
general liability back. I'll get that for you, or just do a standalone. If you want a little bit of a business pack, just give me an estimate on contents, on how
yep.
much contents you've got in the office, and
yep.
I can either bundle it together or we can keep them separate. Depends which is the cheaper.
No problem.
But, yeah, I'll get the proposal form across. And, yeah, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of what you do so that we're not
Fantastic.
Leaving you exposed in any area.
Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate
That's
it.
That's okay. No worries. I'll
Thank
speak
you.
To you soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.